Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, people want to talk about James Harden, 805, and why not? Our Rockets moving on to Golden State or the Clippers. Clippers beat them last night. 129, 121, I want to say. Lou Williams was just unbelievable every time down the court.
Props to him, man. He talked about it after the game as well. He said, look, I never got a chance to be a starter. I didn't get the minutes, and I was a bench guy, so I perfected my role as a bench guy. And if you are on the bench, like if you're a kid playing and you're coming off the bench, don't worry about starting. It's the significant minutes when you're playing, and Lou Williams is always closing games out.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal. So perfect what you can. Props to Lou Williams, man. And he's doing it while managing two girlfriends. That's crazy.
What is this?
Oh, he's in an open relationship with... He has two girls, right, Dell? That was a big story when he was here. You don't remember that? He had a girlfriend and another girlfriend. And they both know about each other. It's all good. There's like, that's just the lifestyle.
Well, he has broken up with one of the girlfriends.
Oh, no.
As recently as November. Hmm. Apparently because of Drake.
Drake?
Why? Yeah, apparently Drake got...
Why is Drake in the middle of this?
Drake, what are you doing?
Drake, why you gotta take... Why you gotta take...
He slid in. He slid into the DMs.
Why you gotta take Kim Kardashian and Lou Williams, girl?
I don't know. But Drake apparently caused the breakup with Reese Mitchell. So he still has the other girlfriend.
But for a stretch there, like for a couple of years, he had two.
Yeah. And it was early 2018, he had two girlfriends, openly.
And it was okay. Everyone was cool about it. So, honey, if you're listening, if Lou Williams can do it, why can't we?
What? If Lou Williams can do it?
Yeah.
If Lou Williams can date two women and they all three of them can be happy, why can't that be that way for other people?
Yeah. But would you want to do that?
Well, I would. Well, apparently he broke up with the first girlfriend early February, which was, her name's Ashley. And then he broke up with the other one, Reese Mitchell, in November. So maybe he doesn't have any girlfriends now.
Wow.
Wow.
That's why he's playing so free now.
We all know women hold you down.
He's just relaxing and just playing basketball now. No stress. So maybe I was wrong. There you go. That's why he's playing so great.
Let's get some calls in here. Jeff is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I know we're comparing James Harden to Peyton Manning, but in my opinion, he's more like Drew Brees because he got traded and did a lot better with his new team, in my opinion. So I think that's a more applicable comparison. And then,
as soon as he wins.
Well, you know, Drew Brees won one Super Bowl. James Harden wins, he's probably going to win one title.
That's fine.
Anyways,
I'll take it.
The reason for my call is everybody's saying James is a choker, but Steph Curry and the Warriors, without Durant, only beat the Cavs because Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving were hurt, and David Blatt somehow got Dellavedova and friends with LeBron to win two games. And then they choked it everything away when they were up 3-1. So in my opinion, the Warriors were kind of a fake championship team, and they knew that, and they had to get Durant, who was a choker, to combine into a super team, just like LeBron James had to do with Dwayne Wade to learn how to win. You know, so it pretty much everybody's a choker except for maybe Kawhi Leonard. You know, so I think it's kind of annoying how they say James Harden's a choker when essentially every other top player in the league is, except for maybe Kawhi Leonard, because he got to play with the Spurs.
Yeah, but he choked first. He choked also. They lost the series before, and then they came back and redeemed themselves.
It's a stretch saying that the Golden State was a choker, dude. They won without him.
They were beneficial, though. It was a beneficial franchise, and you need breaks sometimes to win championships.
Yeah.
Like, what was the stretch, Dell, where the Warriors, every team they played had a major injury.
Yeah, they continued to face teams without their point guard, I think it was, in that run. I think
so that helps.
They played the Blazers, I think, and Lillard got hurt, I think, in that run. And then we know Kyrie wasn't around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had that first run, multiple series where the starting point guard wasn't available.
Dwight Howard was hurt in that run as well, right? In the conference finals, Dwight had an injury. Not saying that it would change anything, but there was an injury there. The Kyrie one was the biggest one. You're like, oof. If Dellavedova was giving you issues.
Yeah.
And then when Kyrie comes back, they lose.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant, the whole choker thing went out the window when he's knocking down dagger threes in the finals to close out series.
Yeah.
That kind of goes away.
I don't know that. First of all chokers. Everybody's a choker. How about you're playing against, I mean, this is the narrative about sports. I don't know if anybody knows. It's really, really hard to win a championship. I mean, honestly, I don't care how good you are. It's even difficult for these Warriors. Look at what they're going through right now. They're all professional. They're unbelievable athletes. They're going through, I mean, choke. Everybody's a choker.
Look,
the other team is good and played well.
We all saw a choke last night, but he didn't redeem himself since we're calling everyone choker. P.J. Tucker misses two free throws that are really important.
And then gets a big stop.
And then he gets stopped, and then he makes two free throws. So he went from choker to GOAT.
Sports.
In a minute.
All of sports is based on failure. You're going to fail more than you're going to win.
Like chokers?
You guys got jeffed. That's what happened.
Golden State is a bunch of chokers. Okay.
Dude, everybody but Kawhi.
Kawhi was up 3-2 in the finals and lost.
Yeah.
To LeBron.
Choker.
Who used to be a choker. And then he redeemed himself because he learned from Dwayne.
Who hit that shot in game six?
Listen, that Miami team was a bunch of chokers. They lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
Are they chokers or did they just lose to a team that was better than them?
No, they're chokers.
No, chokers.
Chokers.
Were they chokers or did they just lose?
No, chokers.
Chokers.
They have to be. Jeff said they're chokers.
Oh. Well.
Everyone is a choker.
MJ. Choker.
Choker. Oh, what happened the first 6 years it was in the league?
Who did
Nothing.
MJ?
Nothing.
Who did MJ play, honestly? He never played Hakeem.
Yeah. Choker.
Choker.
Well, is that MJ's fault or Hakeem's fault for not getting there?
Choker.
Choker.
So just Hakeem's stop. A choker too?
Yes. Hakeem's a choker.
Everyone's
too.
A
How
choker.
How many titles did he win? How many years did he play? How many titles did he win?
He won two. He had to learn.
Choker.
He had to stay in Houston and learn from Kenny Smith how to win.
Yeah.
Choker.
Kenny Smith had to teach him. LeBron had to learn from
Dwayne. The only one
that's
not a choker is if you're in the league 2 years and you win two titles.
Dwayne Wade won a title in his first year. It's third year, but he lost to Detroit the year before. So
oh,
he's
really?
A choker.
How many years did he play?
How did he do in the playoffs this year?
I'm not disagreeing. I said he didn't play in the playoffs. I'm disagreeing. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing.
Make the playoffs.
He lost in his second year to Detroit, who's coming off a title,
but then won in the second year.
Choker.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Choker.
Choker. Magic Johnson.
Choker.
At some point he lost. He's a choker.
Larry Bill Russell.
There
was a year they didn't win. Choker.
Yeah. How many titles did Bill Russell have?
Only 11.
How many years did he play? Yeah.
Yeah.
Choker.
15 or something.
So he only won 12, 11 out of 15?
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the other 4 years?
Choker.
Let's see how many years he played. I want to see. All right. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
I can't believe you guys got
trolled. You got a choker? You got a choker?
I didn't
bring
get trolled. What do you mean?
John got trolled.
How did I get trolled?
Forhims.com. I didn't.
Speaking of choking.
If you need choking to get ready, maybe you should go switch to Four Hymns.
After you take
all right,
four.
Howard Dean in the background.
Oh, no, there were 2 years Bill Russell didn't win at all.
Oh, choker. What happened those years?
Jerk. 2 years. Good Lord. Choker. If you want to
avoid choking in the bedroom, what do you do, John?
You can't choke in the bedroom, right?
But if you have in the past, what do you do?
You can, but... But if you are choking in the bedroom, that's not the way to put it.
3, 2, 1.
Forhims.com/John Fox.
How do you avoid failure in the bedroom?
4hymns.com/John5. That's how. I'm sick of everybody not being able to have sex. Let's go. Let's go. If you're somebody that needs to have a little pick-me-up, okay, so what? Who cares? Fact of the matter, she's not going to care. You know why she's not going to care? Because, she's having fun. And if there is an issue, this can hurt relationships. This will kill relationships. So have, you know what? It's just too easy now in 2019 and too affordable. Just $5 for that first month. Now, you got to talk to the doctor. It's with his approval. You got to go through a little bit of a process online. You don't have to take off of work to go see a doctor. You don't have to pay all that exorbitant prescription fees. It's just $5 for the first month. This is ridiculous how easy and how affordable it is. All at 4hymns.com/John5. You got to go to 4hymns.com/John5, and you're going to see for yourself that it is the way to go. Stop paying more and stop choking in the bedroom. 4hymns.com/John5.
I remembered ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 818. Everybody wants to talk about this. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Let's see who is the biggest choker. David wants to talk about... Oh, no, excuse me. It's Paul up next here. Well, he's got a hardened comparison. What do you say, Paul?
Yeah, good morning, guys. You guys have a fantastic show. I really enjoy the humor and the sports talk. But I think, you know, it's not that James Harden's lost. It's how he's lost. And the essence of being a fan is you wish you were that guy. We all played sports growing up. That's why we're fans. We all wish that we were in an elimination game. That's what you imagine in the driveway. But nobody envisions themselves turtling and cratering and quitting like Harden's done and blowing huge leads when other teams don't have their best players. So it's not that he's lost. It's just how he's lost. But that's really not the reason I called. The main reason I called is the ultimate comp for him, in my opinion, basketball-wise, is Karl Malone. Because Malone was dominant during the regular season, unquestionably the best power forward of his era. But yet he never, ever had a huge playoff series. You can go back and look at the statistics, and you can see that his stats dropped not every year, but by a wide margin in the playoffs throughout his career. And so, really, I think that's really the ultimate comparison to him. And he had good players with him, obviously, too, for his whole career, just like Harden's had.
How many guys I'd be interested to see in, even the great players, when you're in the postseason, you don't get the Sacramentos, you don't get the New Orleans, Minnesota, Charlotte, you know, you don't get the teams, not Charlotte this year, but for the most part, you don't get to play those people who have no answers for you. I think you're playing good teams, and especially as you move on down the playoffs, if you do. If you don't, then, you know, you're Russell Westbrook. I thought somebody tweeted it out that somebody had said it's time to put triple-double Russell away and get winning Russell. You know, he doesn't play winning basketball. He plays triple-double basketball.
Okay, see, I disagree with, and I responded to that tweet yesterday. So triple-double basketball, it's not that. It's his poor shooting basketball is the reason they're not winning. Triple doubles benefit the team, by the way. His record with triple doubles is fantastic. Like, his team wins. Assists are great for teams. Rebounding is great for teams. It's piss poor shooting nights and playing dumb basketball where you're going 1-on-4. That is what Russell needs to fix. It's the horrible shooting. Yeah. It's the bad decision making. It's the turnovers. That is what he needs to clean up. Triple double basketball benefits a team. Even if he's stat padding. Assists are benefiting. Rebounding are benefiting.
So, what's the suggestion that he wants Russell to shoot more?
Well,
How do you? No, not you. I'm just saying.
The guy triple double.
Get rid of triple double basketball. How does not passing the ball hurt the team? I mean, help the team.
Maybe take maybe the ball out of his hands more.
I can see
because
he's
not a good decision maker.
Well, that and they go clean up the turnovers because he had bad turnovers when you had a huge lead.
But he plays so. But I don't know that you change that spot. You ain't never getting those spots to change. I don't know that he's ever going to be a winner. He's not a lead dog. He's just not. He's not a lead. You can't even a second dog. I mean, because we've seen him with just Kevin Durant after James left. We've seen him with and Kevin had to get away, and we've seen him now with Paul George, who's an MVP candidate. He's just not a winner.
Well, he can't be a third only because he needs the ball in his hand so much. He's not a good enough shooter to be a guy who doesn't have the ball in his hand.
Well, maybe he's just not going to be a winner.
Well, some guys aren't.
Yeah. Maybe
some guys are really good players and they don't win.
Yeah.
Because now, look, I love Russell Westbrook, but this is three straight years. You're getting eliminated in the first round and you look like crap doing it.
Yeah.
It looks really bad when you go back to the Jazz game where you're taking 40 shots and you can't hit anything. And I get it, Paul George, and the team comes out afterwards like nobody else wanted it and Russ wanted it. And you know what? That's fine. We went down with Russ. This year, the turnovers, the bad decision-making, the one-on-three layups where you single-handedly gave the Trailblazers the ball back and Dame, just being a great shooter, shot them back into it. McCollum doing his thing. So the turnovers, and you got to improve your three-point shooting. You have to improve your three-point shooting. The triple-double stuff, I want a guy averaging a triple-double. Again, you're helping the team. His record is better when he's averaging a triple double. He's top three leading assists in the league, right? That's, you want that from a guy, but you also want a guy to clean it up when it matters, when possessions matter, when every possession that you're giving the ball back and they're scoring, and his defense has to improve as well. So that is how you improve Russell Westbrook, not the triple-double stuff,
and maybe
in my opinion.
People point to the personal battle he had with Dame, and I mentioned it earlier in the week how one basketball Twitter guy asked Thunder fans, what would you want Russell Westbrook to change? And they said, stop getting into shooting contests with better shooters.
Yes.
Late in game. Stop doing that. Dame, realize who you are. Dame Lillard is a better shooter than you. You're not going to beat him in a shooting contest. Do other things, and maybe, like Raheel said, figure out a way that, you know, Russ in the first quarter, second quarter, all that energy, maybe dial it back in the fourth quarter when possessions are really, really important. Yeah. Make sure you get better shots.
Right. And it was funny last night. How many, Justin Verlander had 8 strikeouts. I think he had it in the first 3-4 innings. And he doesn't, and AJ Hinch was talking, they were talking about how come, you know, he went 8 innings, but his strikeout numbers go down as he goes along. And he says, well, he's got a 7-1 lead. He dials it back. Make contact, throw pitches over the plate. He only threw 8 innings, 98 pitches. He just gets smarter along the way. He actually slows down. He doesn't throw as hard. He doesn't need to get every strikeout. Russ needs to play under more control.
The Thunder is so dangerous when they're down because of Russ' incessant drive, and he will continue to come at you, and sometimes it leads to comebacks. When you're up by 10 in the fourth quarter, maybe that energy is better served finding better shots, controlling the clock. You don't need to continue to do what you did when you were down 10 late in the third quarter when they made their comeback. That energy, put it someplace else. And until he figures that out, the late game stuff will always be an issue because he doesn't understand, at least he doesn't control those situations like a point guard in a winning environment would.
By the way, Billy Donovan done, right? He has one more year left. They extended him beginning of this season for one more year, but you can eat that year. You got to bring in a different coach.
The guy who Russell Wilson again.
You
Russell
love Russell Wilson.
I like this.
Ever since the CR video.
I like the cornrows. I'm a Russell Wilson fan now. The guy who we wouldn't answer the questions, Barry, for whatever his last name is, talked about how the Thunder completely turned that organization over to Russell, kind of how it goes sometimes with organizations. Who's going to be able to, I put in quotes, rein Russell in? Does it matter? Does it matter who the coach is? Who's going to tell Russell Westbrook not to do what he does?
Phil Jackson.
Okay. Pull him out of retirement.
You're right. I don't know.
Somebody's got to. You got to stand up to him and say, dude, it's not working.
Who was the guy?
It's not working.
That's fine, but we've seen players where the coach stays They want to be a hard ass, gets fired. Who is that guy? Who's going to tell that organization who went like, Russ is going to stay? Give him everything. Who's going to be the guy? Who are they going to hire at this point to go, hey, Russ, we're going to need you to.
After three straight first-round exits.
It's more about Russ, not about the coach. If Russell Westbrook realizes that things have to change, then they got a shot. No coach is going to be able to tell him. He's got to figure it out.
Mm. Well, no. I think a coach has got to.
Who? In the NBA, what coach is doing that? What coach has the cachet to do that?
There's only two right now.
They would have to hire Steve Kerr.
And they're not getting Steve Kerr.
No. And Pop, no. And
Pop's not leaving.
He's going to have to figure it out.
So Russ is going to be player coach.
He could use D'Antoni.
No, D'Antoni's
well
like,
enough for that nonsense.
D'Antoni's like, well, do what you guys
guess
want.
What? They've slowed it down. You know what?
Bezdelic.
The man who wants to retire.
Yeah.
Who the Rockets have driven to retire, and it looks like twice. He's like, I know I came back, but I got to go again. I know we talk about coaches working with players, but it's a player. If the player figures it out, and figures out he has to do something different, then it works for the coach.
And it's like the other players don't even say anything. Because Paul George loves Russell Westbrook still. Loves him. That's his guy still.
Well, Chris Paul loved Carmelo. It's just how it is. Chris Paul could look at Carmelo and see a failure and was like, bring him in. It'll work here.
I want that guy. By the way, it's already starting. Carmelo shooting at the Sky Court. It already started. Like, is Carmelo making a comeback?
Stop.
He's wearing a beanie while he's shooting.
Carmelo,
come on. He's
Carmelo
not making a comeback,
it's not
guys.
A comeback if no one wants him.
He's not hoodie anymore. He's beanie.
In the
beanie
summer.
Mellow.
Beanie Mellow doesn't.
It's cold in that gym.
It's not.
It is.
The Sky Court?
You don't know how cold it is.
It's in the sky. Heat rises.
You could see his nipples through his shirt. It was cold in there.
I missed that.
You think that's because of the cold?
Yeah. I think he just has a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a lack of testosterone.
What? You think? Well, I wish I had a...
Maybe.
I actually wish I had one of those clients, if you want to know the truth. But what I have is, you're speaking of testosterone. There's a bunch of testosterone with the Skeeters right now because they're about to play. They're about to get their game on. And that happens tonight at Constellation Field. Great way to entertain clients, church groups, a birthday party, little league team. Kids love it. They got a picnic area with buffet, party suites, gourmet food. Club section is wonderful. Suites. They've got everything. Affordable family fun all season long. You want to get season tickets, you can get that as well. Tonight, the first 2,000 fans receive commemorative championship rings courtesy of Constellation Energy, as well as Texas Farm Bureau Magnetic Schedules. Friday, that's tomorrow, fireworks night, first time ever. Saturday is Skeeter's Hat Night, brought to you by Member Source Credit Union. See for yourself. Now, they are working on stuff that that Major League, they got to deal with Major League Baseball. They are, right now, they are checking out, they're testing out the new rules. No defensive shifts or mound visits, quicker inning transitions, and they're even phasing in radar-determined balls and strikes. That's right, no more Angel Hernandez, thanks to the Skeeters. You can see it all, how it works, at Constellation Field. All you got to do is go to SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com. Or just show up at the ballpark, get your tickets there. Affordable family fun at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is it? What is it? Say it now.
Big day today. Avengers Endgame. It finally ends. We're in the endgame now, Dell.
How does it end?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
The movie just ends.
It says the end?
Yeah, it just
does
goes.
Does it say the end?
It's
like Blazing Saddles at the end?
No, it just says end.
Dell, did you ever see Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, where the white women at?
Where are they?
It's two.
It's just mid-battle, and then it just goes to the end.
Speaking of, it's two. Did you see Alvin Kamara's girl, Justice, put him on blast?
What's she have to say?
What's the latest?
Oh, my God. You want to see that? I ain't even going to say it. I'm not even talking about this. Y'all got to find that for yourself.
Did she say something about his anatomy?
Yes.
Oh, I want to see this. Alvin.
Oh, my God. Good Lord, woman.
I heard you guys talking about this the other day.
Justice?
Yeah.
I love that
name. It's a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful name. Intel thinks it's like a stage name. Okay? She. How do you know she's not related to Ace Ventura?
Well, that would be a last name and a first name. That's doesn't not matter. How it works.
It kind of doesn't matter.
Where'd you see this?
Yeah, well, what? Come on, don't hold out on us. Just tell us.
I don't know.
Total Pro Sports has an article. She, according to the source, the couple got into an argument after she took their Instagram story to vent. She tried to backtrack, but the damage has been done. How come you try and tell me what to do and you D-little?
Oh.
That's what she put on Instagram.
Oh, no.
What the bleep?
Wait,
the
so now you can't.
And then she wrote, I can do anything and I still won't lose him.
Hey.
Well.
That relationship is done now.
Apparently not. Didn't he take her to the Bahamas?
Miami. Honey, could you do the dishes tonight? Nope. I don't listen to three and a half. Me.
Yeah.
What?
What?
There's a requirement
apparently
now?
Someone pulled up old Instagram stories where, okay, my friend said the week before she went to Miami, they had a big argument and she posted this. And this was, how come you try and tell me what to do and you D-little?
No wonder my wife never listens to me.
That was posted in March. I mean, I guess that's the ultimate. Like, I was in here and Jerry Bo. We all know Jerry Bo, but Jerry Bo's nose with a Z was telling a story about how he was at his friend's house, and he and his friend and the wife were in an argument, and she was like, and they're going back and forth, and then she just blasted out in front of everybody, "That's why you watch horse porn."
Whoa!
And you're like, when your wife drops that on you, there's no comeback. You just gotta like. So that's the same thing. Like if your wife is like, or you're a girl at that point, it's like. Look, you can't you tell me what to do, but you got a little D. You're like, well, I guess this argument's over.
Well,
you got a good run.
I think, well, okay. I got to go.
Wow.
Look,
that is an argument ender.
You can never get in a fight with a woman if she's willing to tell your friends that you watch horse porn.
Yeah. Dell, can you guess in the last 20 years, since Avengers Endgame is going to make $17 billion or whatever it is, in the last 20 years, can you guys guess the most... franchises that earned the most money in the last 20 years.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and the Furious is up there. That is one of them. The MCU universe.
Harry Potter,
number three right now.
Lord of the Rings
is...
Star Wars.
Transformers
did not make the list, surprisingly. Lord of the Rings is up there. The Middle Earth franchise
including
is what
the
they
Hobbit
call it.
And all the things.
Yeah.
The three of those movies.
So we haven't even guessed number one?
No, number one is MCU. It's
Marvel.
It's
been going for 10 years and crap ton of movies.
Oh.
That's number one.
That's
number
not
two.
Fair. That's a. What?
What do you mean it's not fair?
Because it's got like 20 different characters.
Hey, then Star Wars, start making more movies then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
like
stop
Star
being
Wars
lazy.
Doesn't have a lot of characters. They're making a Boba Fett movie. Gets them.
Yeah. Star Wars is number two, $4 billion. MCU, $7.63 billion.
Who?
Marvel.
$7.63 bill?
Yeah.
That ain't that much.
Over the last 20 years? I feel like that's a lot for a studio.
Well, it's because you're one of the 20 years? Because you're one of the tours.
Over the last 20 years.
You mean over 20, including all the other movies, but they've been doing it for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in the last 20 years here, Star Wars, $4 billion. Wizarding World, which is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That is $3.39 billion. X-Men, surprisingly, $2.69 billion.
Yeah, you think about it, X-Men's not part of the Marvel Cinematic because it was owned by Sony for so long. Is it Sony for a while? Or Fox? I don't remember. You could throw that in with Marvel. The Spider-Man movies that weren't part of the cinematic universe. They've been cashing checks for a long time.
You know what's one that is on this list that you're like, oh, yeah. They have put out a lot of movies. The Pirates franchise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they stopped caring about the quality of those movies like
they're just
after
like,
number one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get that money. Hey, which one is this? This is Pirates of the Caribbean, Get That Money.
What about the Analyze This franchise?
That one did not make
which
the list.
The Fockers?
What about the Fockers?
Didn't make the list?
What the bleep? Analyze this stupid list.
Isn't that like two movies? What's Analyze This franchise?
Two. That's, Analyze This and Analyze That.
That's not a franchise.
Analyze it to me.
That's only two movies.
If De Niro's in it, yo, you're being a little disrespectful.
Hey, De Niro, do that thing where you do the eye thing. Hey, fucker, I'm watching you, huh?
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, do that thing, De Niro.
He does. That's what he do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think it's written in the script?
You have a go-to move, being phony. He's got a go-to move.
You think in the script it says, do that thing,
yeah,
De Niro.
With the eyes.
That eye thing. Hey.
Right.
That thing.
And we're going to need you to act Italian here. We need that from you.
No.
Except when you're co-starring with Anne Hathaway. Then don't act Italian at all.
Which one was that?
Yeah.
The Intern.
The Intern.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a good movie.
It's not bad.
I gotta watch it someday.
You probably.
I thought you did watch it.
I wouldn't like it.
He's not being Italian.
Does he kill anybody?
No.
Well, I'm not gonna watch it.
I thought you did watch it.
He helps her marriage.
What?
Yeah.
He helps her marriage.
He gives her advice on her marriage because her husband's cheating on her,
and she helps with the resume. Ooh. Right.
What does he say?
No. She hires her. She hires him at some point.
What does he say?
She goes, "Look, you're a strong, powerful woman. Don't regulate yourself to a lesser thing because your husband's cheating on you. Don't change who you are just because your husband's cheating on you."
He
gives her advice about her life and being a CEO.
Does he say, you know what? He's cheating on you. Maybe you should cheat on him with me.
Never says that. No.
Does he say that's a way to go about it?
He gets a massage from Rene Russo.
He does?
And it's like he's on Four Hymns.
Whoa. He looked like Will Ferrell in Anchorman?
Yes. Well, we don't see that, but that's the implication.
Does he tell her, like, hey, you know, this is probably your fault, too, that he's cheating on you. Maybe you need to start.
He never tells her that it's her fault, no.
Well, maybe you need to start doing
some
stuff.
How do you know it wasn't her fault, though?
She believes it's her fault, but he tells her it's not your fault. It's all on him.
Maybe you got to start. I can't say it.
Start what?
Nothing.
Start what?
Let's get Larry in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Larry.
Larry.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, Taylor?
How do these people figure that James Harden is a choker? Don't they know basketball is a team game?
Yeah,
how many star players have scored 50 points and their team lost?
Yeah, but we're talking about the postseason and when they're really good. And James doesn't play as well, especially in big games. He doesn't play as well, Larry. And you're the star, you have to play and help carry your team. And he's done just the opposite in elimination games.
I tell you what, to me this year's team is a whole lot better than last year's team.
I agree.
I picked them in six games.
I agree.
I tell you the truth. But as for them saying that he's a choker, and the other thing about Russell, let me tell you, I worked in Oklahoma City for 3 years. Have y'all ever been in Oklahoma City?
Yep, my daughter lives there.
Man, the whole state don't have as much population as Houston.
No.
Russell, he's not going nowhere. That's the only show they have in Oklahoma, other than OU, the football team.
OU's bigger than that, but yeah.
That's the only, but I'm talking Oklahoma City is the biggest city.
The argument isn't that they're going to trade him. The argument is he ever going to win there?
Is he ever going to clean it up?
Yeah.
I mean,
and I don't. I said they've turned that thing over to him.
Okay,
they're
since
not trading him.
Since KD left, was this their best team?
Yes.
Yes.
Arguably their best.
Absolutely. The first year, it was a horrible team, and Russ carried them into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Last year had a better record.
It had a better record,
no bench.
But not a deeper.
No bench at all. Remember, the Rockets destroyed him when he was on the bench.
Well, last year they got beat by the Jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Schroeder was added this year to add some punch, and he was pretty
good. Oh, that's right.
He was nice.
Yeah. And Ferguson, but I don't Roberson couldn't play again this year, so that certainly hurt. It hurt at the end of last year.
He's the worst shooter I've ever seen.
Well, you have to have defenders. And
I get that, but he's such... He's
I understand,
so bad
but
offensively.
You talk about a bench. He was a key, he was part of their bench. He was, or actually a starter.
Well, that's
starter,
a problem when you got a guy who can't shoot coming off the bench.
I understood.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have somebody else guard Dame Lillard.
Yeah, as opposed
to then Paul George can guard McCollum. And then Russell doesn't have to play defense.
Yeah.
Because he's not very good at
you
defense.
You always need a, either. You like I understand Robeson, it would help if he can make free throws or shoot jumpers. But his role was to guard guys, to take some of the pressure off other guys, to guard guys. That was his role, and they didn't have him. I think last year's team had the better record, and I don't know if this year's team was better. Paul George was better, but then he got hurt in the playoffs. He was hurt part of the playoffs. So I think last year's team was better, even with crappy Carmelo. And it didn't matter either way.
You're never better with Carmelo. Immediately.
The record was better.
I refute that.
Overall.
Immediately.
I get what you're saying, but the record was better. They were better record-wise.
If you have Carmelo, you're not better.
Seeding better, record better.
Who's better, Rockets with Carmelo or without Carmelo?
With.
Case closed.
What?
With.
Oh, that's the worst.
He didn't get a fair shot here.
You just lost all credibility. Your draft algorithm, so just lost all credibility.
John, don't you always point to Chris Paul being hurt and the Rockets not being whole?
If the Rockets had Chris Paul, they were hamstring away from winning it all.
Talk about with Carmelo on the team.
Carmelo was the scapegoat.
Without Carmelo.
Yeah, Chris Paul was not around. You want to blame Carmelo? Okay.
Yeah.
Haters.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Carmelo's not the problem. That whole Rocket team was screwed up coming into the season.
Yeah,
and they fixed it.
The Terminator franchise did not make that list, Rob. Jermaine says, what is a Saints RDA score? If you're just joining us, the RDA is a new draft algorithm that's sweeping the nation, I think. It's the Raheel draft algorithm. I've got the Saints right now at a 19.6 with room to improve based on what comes out today.
Well, yeah, based on who they draft.
Yeah, but their grade. No, their draft grade right now is a 19.6.
Their draft grade right now.
Yeah, I'm
gonna before
lock
they
in.
Draft anyone.
No. I lock in my grades before the draft starts.
So, have you guys seen? You know, this is outside in Nashville, and they're expecting rain and lightning.
Good.
They're gonna have to move the whole draft. They've got this outside in their stadium, and it's supposed to have light. There's supposed to be lightning tonight. They're gonna have to move the whole draft.
Where are they gonna move it to?
Inside on the concourse, I guess.
Oh, yes.
I mean, how idiotic is this? Have a dome or something. Are you kidding me? That you're going to have. But the clock won't stop. They're not going to stop the clock on the draft in case there's lightning and they have to evacuate everybody. They're going to keep players on the bus.
Okay.
This is just a.
I want to go to Nashville so badly.
Why?
I just want Hattie B's chicken. That Nashville hot chicken.
That's have you seen it? You
that's the only reason I want to go.
Okay. You can probably get some. You can probably get some hot chicken. So go to Popeyes.
No.
KFC for the Nashville hot.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
I'm not
it's
going to the city for a piece of chicken.
You're not?
You know where I'm? You know why I'm not going there? Because there's no absolute marble and granite there. That's why I'm not going. Screw Nashville. Nashville's a dump.
Anyway. I know the stadium's
like a pretty nice
dump.
City.
Is the city a dump,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the city looks pretty nice.
I don't care.
Are there any cities that aren't dumps? Not named Houston?
No.
I didn't think so.
Okay, thanks. All I need to... You know why? Because Jeff Aronoff is here.
It's a crazy stance to take, but whatever.
Jeff Aronoff is here. That's what, Vegas. I like Vegas a lot.
You stay inside in Vegas.
I know.
You don't go anywhere.
There's a lot of marble. That's why.
I know. That
you know where? When I'm not with Jeff Aronoff in the same city he's in...
You go find more marble?
I go to a place with a bunch of marble.
Is that a big thing for you? Like, hey, if there's not enough marble there, I'm not going
to
enjoy
going.
This.
I went to, unfortunately, I took a trip with John to Vegas. They put us up in a nice place. Didn't leave the hotel.
Not once.
You seen this marble?
In a week, I didn't leave.
It was all that marble.
I didn't see the sun. I didn't see outside because they have all kinds of marble there. And you know what? If you're looking for some marble, then Jeff Aronoff is the guy. Okay? There's no question. You just got to call Jeff Aronoff and make your house, make your business better. Jeff can do all of this. He's working at U of H right now, as a matter of fact, fixing up something over there. And, you know, just doing an unbelievable job because that's what he do every single day. Jeff Aronoff's the best. You will love working with him. He's got 20% off for a 97.5 listener. You just got to call him at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff will come to your home, give you that free estimate, and then start the work on that new patio, on that new outdoor kitchen, on that new vanity, on that new countertop. 713-880-2822.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Lance isn't here, but we've got Raheel's draft algorithms. If you're looking for any kind, the latest in draft information right here on ESPN 97.5. Black Hats, two guitars, two icons, country music stars Clint Black and Trace Adkins, and special guests are coming to Houston this summer at Smart Financial Center. Pre-sale tickets going on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Get your tickets now, LiveNation.com. LiveNation.com. Hey, let's give away these Sportify tickets right now. Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan. We'll do it at exactly 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Sportify. The largest sports fan expo in Houston will be at the George R. Brown Center on April 27th and 28th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to meet, take photos with, and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends. Caller number 8 at 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to the event. For more information, get your tickets now. Head to sportifyexpo.com. That is exactly at 9 o'clock. You call in at 713-780-3776. Missed. All right. Let's get Taryn in here. Let's talk about James Harden. What do you say, Taryn?
Oh, hey, man. Appreciate y'all having me on, man. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, appreciate
it. I wanted to talk about Harden and a little bit of Westbrook. I guess with the Westbrook thing, a whole bunch of triple-doubles, he has a good winning percentage in the regular season, not in the postseason, though. Postseason, the whole different season is a different ball game. They're preparing for it. I think Westbrook can learn from players like Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, even a little bit of Ben Simmons and Adetokounmpo. Like, he needs to be strategic about when he shoots his jump shot. Teams want him to shoot and just leave him open a little bit, but when they give him space, he can attack and, you know, he has the advantage. With James Harden, I think Harden's a great player, but he definitely does have to prove himself in the playoffs. One of the benefits he has is he creates a problem because he gets to the free throw line so much. He can have a bad shooting game, but yet still score 30 points because he hits 15 free throws. You don't see too many guards doing that, but he definitely has to get one of the league championship to, you know, to have a legacy, to really be looked at one of the greatest. But I think the Rockets do have a good chance. The Warriors showing a little bit of weakness this year. I don't know if it's just internal or if they're just tired of winning. They get a little bored, all those things. But I mean, like I said, Harden and I guess Westbrook, they both can learn from Dame Lillard. You look at that dude, he goes out there and just handles his business. He hits game-winning shots and don't even change his demeanor. He handles it like he acts like Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders used to score a touchdown and didn't even celebrate. Best coach I ever had, he said, man, act like you've been there before. I guess I want to hear y'all thoughts. Thanks.
Yeah. Dame has been there before. He has hit a series-clinching jumper before against the Rockets. I don't know if I want to model myself after Dame Lillard, though. I know right now we have recency bias and Dame is playing out of his mind. We're just a year removed where he got shut down by Jrue Holiday and the Pelicans. Like, I get it. Dame is now in the second round and Dame just, you know, he shut up Russell Westbrook.
He's also coming off of last year.
Yeah. So, yeah. Everyone slow down on Dame just a little bit.
Has James ever been swept out of the playoffs? No, they won one against Golden State.
When they were the 8th seed, did they win one? I don't remember. The 41-41 year where they shouldn't have made the playoffs? Where the Jazz ended up losing to the Clippers that year?
They lost in 5 to Golden State in the conference final. I don't know. I don't remember what happened.
I think they were swept out.
Final, they might have been. Yeah, but there was the 8th seed against the 1.
It was a bad year.
Portland was the 3 and New Orleans was the 6?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
That's not right. You shouldn't be swept out when you're the three.
No, but these guys could learn from Dame Lillard.
Well, he is good.
Well,
but,
he did bounce back.
I don't know about that, Taren. James is a better player.
Yeah. The other stuff is real, man. Like, Russ, the reason you have so much space to shoot a three is because they want you to shoot. They are playing the numbers game. They're saying, you might hit a shot or two, but for the most part, you probably will miss.
If you're open, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
If you're really good, chances are you're not going to be open.
There's a reason why.
Unless they play behind you defensively.
There's a reason why the Rockets were like, yeah, that's cool, Ricky, shoot. Go ahead, shoot from corner. Shoot from wherever. Shoot from the three. Did he hit a three-pointer this series?
Yes.
I don't remember him hitting
it. Did he hit one late last night?
He hit a big one late last night.
I don't remember that. Yeah, I don't remember him hitting it.
Yeah. He got it to within one.
Yeah, he hit a big one last night.
Was that him or Crowder?
Who they both hit
they
big
both
threes.
Did.
Okay. I forgot Ricky's.
Yeah, Ricky did. Yep. Man, why are we getting all these calls today? Because of the algorithms?
Because of the algorithm talk. So,
I mean, this is the most calls we've taken ever.
I've got,
because we're talking about a specific person who's
who's
very polarizing, John.
Yeah, the real draft algorithm.
Well, so far we want him to be. So far he's a choker. Everybody's a choker, though.
Yeah,
everybody chokes,
except for Kawhi.
He's Peyton Manning,
okay,
but not really. He's Karl Malone.
Yeah,
But not really. He's Dame Lillard.
Well, he can learn from Dame.
Or he can learn from Dame Lillard. Yeah. Of course, everybody can learn from Dame Lillard.
Well. Do what you did.
Act like you've been there before. Nobody else has been there before. That's the thing. Dame is the only one that's been there before where he has clinched a series with one shot. Because if James did that, I'd be like, celebrate. You've never been there before. That's awesome. Go do it. Dame's the only one that's done it.
Twice. He's done it twice now.
That's what I'm saying. He's the only one that's ever done it. So, like, it was natural for him to go, yeah, I've been there before because I've done this before.
He actually has.
There's been six series clinching shots, right? That's what I saw the number yesterday. Six series clinching shots.
Who?
I don't know. I just heard that number. I six.
Kyrie?
Does that count? I don't know.
No, Kyrie didn't count because they still had a shot, right?
Yeah.
There was still time left on the clock.
Yeah, but they clinched the series.
Well, then plenty of those.
Oh, it's over. Shoot is over.
This is it.
Six. This.
No, NBA.
In the NBA history?
Six of them. Alonzo the number I heard.
Alonzo Mourning had one.
Yeah.
John, remember what caller it is for this giveaway?
What was it?
It was eight.
Yeah, Alonzo Mourning had one with the Hornets. I think he beat the Knicks. I was
six ever?
Yeah.
A buzzer-beater to win a series, it's pretty rare.
Yeah, that is rare. Because usually, like, a series will clinch on free throws
or time runs
out. Like time runs out or...
That seems like a low number for all the playoff series in the history of the world.
In the history of the NBA world.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds about right to me.
Really?
Because it doesn't happen that much. The series clinching, game-winning shots.
I guess not. All the series that have happened, and there's only six.
Yeah.
That sounds like a low number.
Maybe we do that next. We'll go through each series and recap how it ended. It's better than draft talk.
I don't want that. No.
You say that.
Algorithm. Okay,
we gotta make predictions, fellas.
Oh, let's do our predictions.
Who will the Texans draft? Will they trade up? Who will you be happy with?
Geez, that's
if
the
they
first
draft?
Time, other than the logo above the nameplate that we've mentioned the Texans today.
And we're doing everyone a disservice. We got.
We would have been fired from 6:10 at about 7:15.
Well, there was a tweet. Even Matt Jackson chimed in. I think 6:10. I think what are they? Who's Mike and Seth opened up the show with draft talk as opposed to the Rockets winning a series?
And
even Matt Jackson chimed in. He's like, guys.
You know, some people are focused on.
Can you do Matt Jackson chiming in?
No, don't do it, John.
Why not?
Okay, everyone's looking at offensive line and cornerback. Coming up next.
I'm not your puppet.
Coming up next.
How about this? I'm not your puppet.
Can I show you the tweet? Can you read it coming back?
No, Matt Jackson? Stop. No. Coming up next, the position that everyone's overlooking for the Texans' success based on my RDA.
Special teams coordinator?
Yeah. He wants them to draft a punter in the first round.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.